You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Kevin Adams just wrapped up down at Harbor Center. We are just turning that sound around for you, making sure we got it all buttoned up for you, and I will replay that for you very shortly. But in the meantime, before we do that, by the way, the big news that he said the Sabres are prepared to match an offer sheet for Bo Byram. I have thoughts on that. I think that could be posturing, by the way, to let any team know, hey, we're going to match it anyway. So just, you know, trade what we want to trade with you. But either way, we'll get all of that to you in just a moment. In the meantime, Daryl Ryder, our good buddy from The Fan out in Cleveland, joins me right now, 92.3 The Fan, our Odyssey sister station, on the West Her Hotline. Good morning. I know you've been doing the morning show over there, so I appreciate you doing this afterwards.
You betcha.
You got it, buddy. All right, so the reason I reached out initially, and I obviously want to talk about what's going on with the Browns, is you've been all over the Browns stadium situation. We've talked in the past about it, Daryl. It seems like it's finally there, right? They've crossed the finish line. Kind of give us an update on what happened yesterday and where things stand with building a brand new stadium for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns will be leaving the lakefront and building a $2.4 billion enclosed stadium in Brook Park. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed the budget the other day, and included in that budget was a $600 million grant for the project. They found a creative way to do it without using actual tax dollars. The state of Ohio has nearly $5 billion, that's with a B, dollars in unclaimed property funds going back decades. And so what they're doing is using what's called an escheatment law that allows the state of Ohio to basically claim the unclaimed property. And in this case, they're going to pull $1.7 billion out of that fund to use for statewide stadium projects. This isn't just the Cleveland Browns thing. The Cincinnati Bengals are going to get around $400 million for their stadium renovation. There's going to be $700 million left over when it's all said and done to assist, whether it's the Cincinnati Reds, the Columbus Blue Jackets, any other pro sports team in the state with renovation and stadium project dollars. And that fund will get replenished. And also, too, if folks in the state, because there's this narrative out there that people's money is being stolen, and that's not the case. The fund will be replenished over 16 years with $100 million each year. And, oh, the neat little thing that the state did was, in case the Cleveland Browns overpromised but underdeliver with the dome as well as the adjoining mixed-use development that they're going to build for about $800 million, and that's privately financed, the state, if the tax dollars don't match the projections, the state gets to go into an escrow account that the Browns have to pay for and claw back the money to make the balance sheet work. So it has been a very hotly contested political issue There still is not a lot of support locally, including from the county here for this project, even though it's staying in the county. But it's pretty much a done deal now that the Browns will be getting their new stadium in 2029.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit. So here in Buffalo, as you know, building a new stadium right across the street from Kern Highmark Stadium, and the way that was written in is any overruns on top of, I think, the $1.2 billion it was costing, any overruns the Pegulas are responsible for. And guess what? You build a stadium over a three-year period, there are a lot of overruns, especially considering the costs of materials, including steel, obviously.
The next thing that gets built on budget will be the first. Now, the Haslams are going to pay $1.3 billion toward the dome, plus the $800 million in mixed-use development. So that's $2.1 billion they are investing. That is the largest investment in the Cleveland area ever from, private, means. And so they are also going to pay the overruns for the dome as well. So it's not only that it's $2.1 billion, it's $2.1 billion plus the cost overruns, which, as you guys know, up there in New York, could end up totaling in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So, this is a pretty significant investment by the Haslam Sports Group, the owners of the Cleveland Browns. And it's unfortunate that the narrative locally amongst the politicians has been that they're getting a free ride, that the Browns are just getting free money and this gifted this new stadium when, yes, there is public dollars involved, but also, too, the team is putting up the second most money of the nine active stadium projects in the National Football League right now.
Tell us a little bit about Brook Park. I like where the stadium is located now. Obviously, it's kind of tradition and history right there on the waterfront. It's right near the baseball stadium, right near the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a great space, a lot of great restaurants in that area. What's going to change? Where is Brook Park in relation to that for people who might not know the area intimately?
So if you've ever flown into Cleveland, that is where Brook Park is. It's right across the railroad tracks and highway from Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, and the site that they're going to build on, there used to be an old Ford plant there that has since been cleared away. There's still a Ford plant there as well, still active today. But it is a sizable piece of land, 176 acres worth. And again, it's not just they're putting in a stadium surrounded by parking lots. They're also putting in this mixed use development. They plan to put in some retail, hotels. There aren't a lot of hotels around Cleveland's airport. That's one of the regional criticisms folks that come to visit have, is there isn't enough around the airport. You have to go elsewhere. Well, this complex, and this is smartly done by the Haslams and the Browns, this complex will actually be able to help service the airport, which, oh, by the way, Cleveland's getting a new airport too. That's coming over the next 6 years or so. It's a $2 billion project. They're going to build a whole brand new terminal and reconfigure everything and whatnot. So they're hoping to try and tie into that in some way, shape, or form. But you got two interstates and a couple of state routes around the thing. So the infrastructure's there. Unlike the lakefront, where there's one way in and one way out, this is going to have multiple paths to get in and out of it. And with a lot of Browns fans living in the suburbs, it should be a little more easily accessible than the lakefront. But, obviously the Muni lot stories are legendary. More fun is had in the Muni lot than the actual stadium. That's the history of modern Browns football. So most of the good times when you think about the Cleveland Browns and their storied history, unfortunately, that's 30, 40, 50, 60, and 70 years ago.
Just another minute or two with Daryl Ryder here, the fan in Cleveland. Then we'll get to Kevin Adams' scrum. He just completed that down at Harbor Center during Sabres development camp. I'm looking at the renderings of this thing. It looks beautiful, but you would never know it's a football stadium. I said it kind of looks like a really modern, awesome-looking convention center with a football field. Am I being too critical or harsh when I say that?
No. So here's, I've already nicknamed the place. I call it the Barn Dominium because that's what it looks like. It looks like a Barn Dominium. It's great. With a glass roof. So what they're doing, because the airport's right there, this is going to be built similar to SoFi, where they will dig 80 feet into the ground and the seating bowl is going to be 80 feet into the ground, field level, and all that. So it's going to
that's the way, by the way, that's the way Highmark is right now. Right now, Highmark is way into the ground, and the new stadium is going to come out of the ground, kind of like your stadium now is. Interesting.
Right. Well, and so they did that for a couple reasons. One, the airport. Two, cost. Less facade on it, which means less material you need, right? It'll all be in the other nickname I have for it, it's called the basement, in tribute to the fact that it's going to be 80 feet in the ground, and also that's where the franchise has resided for the better part of the last three decades. So it goes hand in hand, but it's actually the same folks that designed Minnesota Stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium. They're the ones designing this one for the Browns. There's a lot of Cleveland architectural tributes paid. The glass roof pays tribute to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Cleveland Museum of Art, who have those big, massive glass atriums on them. It's going to still feel like it's an outdoor stadium, even though it's going to be indoor. But like I said, you're going to be at field level 80 feet down to comply with the height requirements around an airport, and also it saves a few bucks. But yeah, I kind of like, I'm going with the Brook Park Barn Dominium because that's what that place looks like to me. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. Because you're right. When you look at it, it doesn't look like a football stadium, right? It's going to be a really, really nice facility. Like I said, closest front row seat in the NFL, closest last row seat in the NFL. They're going to build a wall. If anyone is familiar with what the Los Angeles Clippers did in their new arena, with the floor to the ceiling, 35 degree incline of it to create a wall of fans. That's going to be the new dog pound. And oh, by the way, the visitors will be running out next to the dog pound. Their goal is to create a real hostile home field indoor advantage because, they're the Browns and they need all the help they can get.
By the way, Minnesota, that glass roof looks amazing. It really does. It doesn't look like a football stadium. Then you go in, it's like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. What the Minnesota Vikings have built. Daryl, last thing for you here. We'll talk more football when we hook up, maybe in training camp. Hopefully we'll see each other and can talk. And of course the Bills play the Browns this year. But as we get there, who is the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns on opening day this year?
I got one of four names, and it could be any four of them at this point. But, honestly, look, I think it's going to come down to Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett, honestly. I really don't think that they want to play the two rookies, Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. I kind of feel like because Gabriel is a third-rounder. And, look, Shedeur's here basically because they're just like, hey, he's there. Why not? Let's do it. What do we have to lose, right? If we strike gold, great. And if he washes out and isn't anything, whoop-de-doo. It was a fifth-round pick. Who cares? So I feel like it's going to be either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett to start the season, but it would not surprise me if they pivot, if things start out slow. The Browns have one of the toughest schedules in the NFL, especially early in the season. The first 7 weeks are pretty much a gauntlet. It's brutal for them once they get through the Cincinnati Bengals. So I think it's a two-man race. They say it's a four-man race, but I would be shocked if one of these rookies started week one.
One of the best in the business. Always love catching up with you, brother. I know that you had an early morning. I'll let you go now, but I'm sure we're going to catch up again as the season gets closer. Daryl Ryder, you can follow him, by the way, on Twitter. I love his Twitter handle. It's Ryder Wrong, F-A-N. By the way, R-U-I-T-E-R. Ryder Wrong, F-A-N. 92.3 The Fan, Odyssey sister station in Cleveland. Thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great rest of your week and 4th of July.
My pleasure, Sal. Look forward to chatting with you again soon, my friend.
All right, you got it. That is Daryl Ryder. In the meantime, you've waited, we have it. Kevin Adams spoke with the media down at Harbor Center earlier this morning, just about 40 minutes ago, and maybe less than that, I guess. And it was a scrum, so we not at the podium while development camp is going on. And we're going to play it for you right now here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Kevin Adams with the Buffalo media contingent.
Can we start with Bo? Where are you at in that situation, and how's that coming along?
Yeah, it's
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A lot of conversations with his agent right now, and nothing's changed in the sense that, you know, we believe Bo's an excellent hockey player that can help our team win. You know, I've maintained same position that if there's a deal out there that makes sense for us that we think's going to improve our roster, we're open to it. But if there's not, you know, we're not in a situation where we're looking to move him out or looking to move him for futures and stuff like that. It's just for me, we want to help our team win hockey games, and he does that.
Are you prepared to match an offer sheet for both?
Absolutely, and that's why the position, you know, the moves we've made and the position we've put ourselves in from the cap perspective has been strategic. You know, we if you leave just enough room in your cap that where you maybe see a projection on a one-year deal, and then someone comes over the top, you're potentially putting your organization in a really tough spot. And so the moves we've made and decisions we've made for weeks now leading up to this point is with that in mind. And so now we'll be matching and have the opportunity to have a player under contract that we think helps us win.
Kevin, you've gotten tougher, you've gotten bigger. Are you confident that there's enough offense on this team, especially with Paterka gone?
Yeah, it's a good question, John. I thought a lot about that, and, you know, as we set out our off-season kind of plan, we wanted to be harder to play against, we wanted to be better defensively, we wanted a bit more of a veteran presence. You know, of course you want talent, but I think we have a lot of talented players that can produce offensively. We need to be better defensively to put ourselves in a position to take that next step. The moves we've made, starting with the Paterka trade and right through yesterday, have been with that in mind. And yeah, like I want to have skilled players, but I want to have harder players, players that make, you know, that play on both sides of the puck, that compete, and that goes back to what I just laid out. So yeah, I think we have the talent, skill to score goals, and we just needed to clean up some of the other areas.
Why Alex Lyon, and just what role do you envision for him? Do you envision him as a backup? Do you want him to push the other guys?
Competition. He's a proven goaltender in this league. I think he's a really good veteran. He checks the box of what I, you know, just laid out in terms of veteran presence, like high character guy. He's proven in the league. He's played well in his time in the National Hockey League, and you know, he's going to challenge and push. And but no, we just think he helps us win hockey games.
What do you said? Want to find? I know one of the goals was to find top six help, especially with JGR. Is there a sense of frustration with trying to find that, and maybe, you know, having it be a little bit more difficult to go about it?
Well, I think based on, you know, the decision we made on JJ, you're moving a talented top six forward out, but you're improving your teams in other ways. And, you know, by getting 6'5" mobile right shot defenseman, a guy that I've been chasing for a couple years now, was critical to cleaning up our decor and how we're going to play. And then getting Josh Doan, who you guys may not know quite as, you know, much. He's relatively young in the league still, but powerful, strong, plays both sides of the puck. We think he's just going to keep getting better and better. You're improving your team in a different way. And that was kind of, as we set out this offseason plan, I like skill, of course. You want that. But where we decided to focus our attention and spend the dollars in different ways was to be more competitive, harder player against, better defensively. And that was our goal, and that's why we made the decisions we've made.
What was the thought process on Bernard Docker?
I think from our perspective, where his projected salary was going to come out, and where we had him slotted as potential, you know, in the eighth spot, call it, with the moves that we had made over the last few days before that, just felt like that didn't make sense in terms of also with having Ryan Johnson and signing Jones, and Rathbone had a, you know, as a guy that we know can come up, and then that's not counting the younger guys that you never know exactly where they'll be, but that's why we, you know, made the decision.
Kevin, yesterday on TSN, Craig Button said, people want to leave Buffalo because they don't think they can win.
We have to earn it.
What's your reaction?
Yeah, we have to earn it. I mean, nothing changes in the sense of how I've answered this question before. We have to win hockey games. I can stand up here and I can lay out our plan. I can tell you exactly why we've made the decisions we've made. I can tell you why I think we've done a good job in terms of putting ourselves in a strategic position when it comes to the Byram situation. But ultimately, we just have to win games starting in October. If we win hockey games, we earn the respect around the league. People won't say stuff like that.
Were you surprised that a lot, and I mean a lot of the free agents were off the market before free agency even opened?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think that's one of those things that supply and demand a little bit maybe, and your team's focusing on your own players and, you know, weighing. There's a risk when you get to noon on free agency is the window opens and you start making the phone calls and getting on the phone like I was yesterday with agents and players, and you're explaining where you're at. There's a risk, you know, they have 32 teams to choose from potentially. So I think when teams identify your own situation and you look at the player that you're potentially retaining versus going external, teams make those decisions differently. But that's probably why you saw that.
And with Ryan McLeod's new contract, what's kind of the projection for him? Will he take on more of an offensive responsibility?
Yeah, I think one of the things I love about Ryan is he showed last year, I mean, third, second line center, he can move over to wing, he can play power play, he kills penalties, he's an all-situation player. As a right in the prime years of his career as a centerman, you know, when he was 2 years from UFA, so I felt that this is a really important piece with our team and the role he plays. And you're also, you know, we're buying 2 years of UFA years in the deal that he signed. So I think it was a, you know, win-win for both sides. And if I go back a year ago when we identified him, we made the decision because we thought he had upside. We thought this was a player that could help us now and grow into the future. Which is exactly why what he did this past year in terms of his play, and then fortunate to get him on the contract we did.
Have you done any talking with Alex yet, or is all his other stuff kind of pushed that?
Yeah, there's not. Yeah, it's a fair question in terms of the timing now. Obviously, there's not a pressure point like there is in other situations, but I did sit down with his agents yesterday or whatever the day was here recently, and just explained exactly how we feel about Alex, and that'll be ongoing, but there's not the pressure point of other decisions at this time.
Will you be Bernard doing the same thing with Kesselring too?
Yeah.
You can do it if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that for us as we look at the role he's going to play, that we'll sit down. We've had initial conversations just to make sure we welcome to the organization, but haven't got there yet. But yeah, we're always open to that. We've done it with plenty of players over the years.
With Bernard Docker, you mentioned the salary point, and I guess it's $875. So I'm curious, like, was he wanting more than that?
What I'm talking about salaries is so people understand, you qualify a player to retain their rights, but then based on the rights that they have after a qualifying offer, if they have arbitration rights, they're slotted in based on comps in their class, and that number was significantly higher than that based on the market and the comps that go into it. So when I tell you that the number for where we had him, and I really like JBD, he's a good kid, he's a good player, but with our D-core, the decisions that we've, or the decisions we made and the changes that we've made, you know, we kind of had him slotted in that spot, and that was, you know, the number that you just said was a lot lower than what the arbitration award would have been.
Any concern, you know, it's a right-handed defenseman, depth, that right D, you talked a lot about how those guys are hard to acquire, like, you got kind of an imbalance, I guess, now, a little bit, you know, in terms of,
yeah,
I guess it depends where you put guys, but.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at our, you know, our D-core right now with Kesselring and Timmins, you know, these are important guys in our top six, so I don't view it as an imbalance. And you know, if you're slotting all the way down to, you know, 7 through 11 on your depth chart, you know, you may have a little more lefties or a little more righties depending on the organization. But you know, when it came to the players that I mentioned, the Ryan Johnsons and Jones and Rathbones, you know, these are guys that we felt are, you know, solid players, and if we need to bring someone up because we had injuries or depth, we're going to be in a good spot.
Jones was a healthy. You said the other day, you know, you like how things look right now on the blue line, but what if you do trade well? Who do you envision takes on a bigger role?
Well, I would just, it's a hypothetical, because if we traded in Bo, I feel like we're making our team better. So how are we doing that? Are we doing that through acquiring a defenseman or two defensemen or a forward and a D or just forward? So it's hard to say, but when I look at our group of six defensemen, you know, I think we have an excellent group that can play different ways. I mean, you can play Byram and Dahlin together, and you could maybe have a different pair of bigger shutdown guys, or, you know, you're just giving Lindy the options. Just depends on how he wants to do it. And in a hypothetical of if we traded Bo, then I just feel like as I opened this, the only reason we'd be doing it is we felt we made our team better. So I just think we'd be in a good position there.
Jones was in the NHL all last year, but he was a scratch 36 times. They were deep on defense, but what do you see for him here, and what can he do to get more time?
We just think he's a good hockey player, and didn't expect a guy like that to be on the market, you know, in the way we were able to get him. So provides, I mean, he's just a talented player, so I think he could play different roles, and I think he's going to come in and push and have competition, which I think is a great thing.
And the end for he's a unique story. What role do you envision for him?
Well, I mean, he's the ultimate, when you do your homework on a guy like that, competitor, glue guy is the word, you know, like a hockey term I'd say in terms of the locker room, but just versatile, can move around your lineup, play up and down, can move to the wing, center. So good penalty killer, just brings a veteran presence to our lineup that I think is really important. And you know, when you kind of go through the off season and you categorize players and you put them in different tiers of, okay, these type of players are bring this, and these type of players are skill and they bring this, you know, when we had the Danforth type of players, he was at the top of our list. So you know, as soon as we had the opportunity to, you know, go try to recruit him and get him, we did that yesterday.
You've gone through these early moves and signings, but what still needs to be addressed in this lineup?
Well, we like where our group's at in terms of the way the roster sits today, but we'll always look to get better if there's something that makes sense. But I think from, you know, we've done a good job in terms of reshaping the look of our D. I think that's something that was important. We've brought veteran guys in that are, you know, going to help us defensively and hard to play against. You know, we've brought in some character guys, so I think as it sits today, we like where our lineup is, but if there's areas anywhere forward do you to make a move that we think's good, we'll do it.
I think Danforth will be a center.
I think that's you know, up to Lindy. What we talked about with him on the phone yesterday and just as a group is, we can slide, you know, Krebs can slide to the wing, you know what I mean? So we have options, but I think he's equally comfortable. But I think that's where it's important to have guys like, when you look at the middle, you know, even Kozak, guys that can, they're centers, but they can slide to the wing. And I think, I guess that's a Lindy question in terms of how he sees when training camp goes where the best fit is.
It is a very definite thing. Mason Gearson has a very particular set of skills. Is that something you felt was lacking, or is that something you felt this group, on the whole, needs to have something like that?
We needed it. I just think that, you know, it's a unique skill set, and he brings it, and he's proven it. And Lindy coached him in New Jersey, so... you know, that's helpful as well, just to know the type of guy you're getting to the organization. But, you know, he and I had a good chat yesterday, and he'll be ready to go.
There was a report that there's people in management who think the broadcast is too critical. I'm curious if you heard that, what your reaction might be to that.
There's a report that broadcast...
There was a change in producer on okay. the broadcast, and there was a report that there's people in management who think... that the broadcast is too critical.
Like our own broadcast? No, I mean, I love Razor. I think he's funny, and Duffer does a great job. Marty Braun is maybe the most positive guy on the planet. So who do we got? Dan Dunleavy's awesome. Did I miss anyone? Those guys are great. I have no idea what you're talking about, but they're awesome.
Can I ask you a quick one on development camp?
Sure.
A few years ago, there was like tons of guys here that were eventually on your NHL roster, a lot of, you know, minor league guys, pretty light roster this year. I'm just curious why the philosophy change.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a philosophy change as much as a lot of the guys that were in Rochester, it's a taxing year. The goal at this camp is less about being on the ice. It's more about getting familiar with the organization and who's who and what does everybody do and what does it mean to be a Sabre. So a lot of the guys that, you know, maybe in other years would have been here, like Hellenius, a perfect example. He's not new to the organization, not just because he's been here and he's been in Rochester. So that's part of it. And then I think sometimes, especially with Rochester's length of the season, you know, you want to make sure they get the rest and then you get right into their training and, you know, be disruptive in terms of some of the thoughts that if you're bringing guys over. But, yeah, so it's a smaller group this year, but, you know, a lot of picks, obviously the picks this year, and then last year, other than Consta. So I think that's – so it's not as much philosophical, just more probably the way it played out.
Is there some perhaps thought to, like, getting them some face-to-face time with Gallivan? I guess that's the one benefit that I –
Yeah, oh, like a Hellenius or something? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's something we did talk about. But, you know, they can do Zoom calls and get just – they're on programs, and Gally's already taking care of that. So – it's not as critical, but yeah, I think it is something we did talk about.
Okay, that is Kevin Adams, Buffalo Sabres general manager, down at Harbor Center. That's why you hear all everything going on in the background. And I know a lot of you are like, I can't believe not in the media room doing this. He's watching development camp, right? He's the GM. I get it. You know, they could have done it a different time. That's fine. But we played it for you. You have it there, and now you can react to it. 803-0550 is the number to call. Anything that struck you there. Obviously, the Bo Byram situation, the Alex Tuch situation, and a couple other things that he touched on there we can talk about, and I'll hit on those when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Wednesday where the Sabres continue to hold development camp. We also continue to wait on the Bo Byram situation to sort itself out. I'll let you know exactly what Kevin Adams said on that and have my thoughts as well as yours at 803-0550 here after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Motive Extra Point Show.
We believe Bo is an excellent hockey player that can help our team win. You know, I've maintained the same position that if there's a deal out there that makes sense for us that we think is going to improve our roster, we're open to it. But if there's not, you know, we're not in a situation where we're looking to move him out or looking to move him for future.
So I like a little bit of what I heard from Kevin Adams right there about Bo Byram, because I agree, and I've said that. Like, why trade him for future assets? Just doesn't make sense to me. I don't think it's an easy situation, though. It could be a tough needle to thread here with Bo Byram, so I at least want to give him that. I know it's easy to just pile on all the time. I get it, right? But this is not a bad hockey player. What you heard from Kevin Adams there, though, I think also confirms just a little while ago what I've believed about the Byram situation as it stands right now. And what I believe is the Sabres are making it known to anybody that'll listen, we will match an offer sheet. Because A, we don't want the future assets. Why? What do we need another first-round pick for? We've had first-round picks, high first-round picks, for the last 14 freaking years, and it hasn't helped. And we got prospects that we're trading off Matt Savoy's of the world right now, right? Like, they have prospects. They're trading off J.J. Paterka's. A little bit more than a prospect. You get my point. Like, there's no need for that. And I agree with that. Okay? That's number one. So we're not interested in your offer sheet compensation. Okay? Number two, the reason they would match it is because they like Bo Byram. And I think there's a lot of things I like about Bo Byram. This is not a player that you just are itching to get rid of off your roster. This is not a player that you just say, we just don't like this guy. We don't want him around anymore. He would like a different situation. Not that he doesn't want to be in Buffalo. This is not a J.J. Paterka situation. Paul has said this constantly over the last several months. Every time he's on, we ask him about Bo Byram. He says, Bo Byram's fine with playing in Buffalo. He just wants a better, bigger role. And if that doesn't happen in Buffalo this year, fine. Then maybe it happens in another year or whatever. But it's not that he hates Buffalo. And he's a good hockey player. And he's serviceable. He's good to he's good enough to play in this team. And he can be... When I say this, I say it delicately. Part of the solution, he's not part of the problem, right? So I think from that standpoint, that's what you're hearing from Kevin Adams, and I agree with that. It's the same stance I have, which is, I mean, you don't want to just trade for future assets, but But at the same time, he's a good hockey player. You don't mind having him on your team. I think the problem becomes where you do have a situation where you have a player, not saying that he's saying, trade me, trade me, trade me. Maybe he wants to be traded, whatever. Maybe he did say that. I don't think so. It doesn't seem like a JJ situation like that. But he wants to be somewhere else, bigger role, play in the power play, whatever. And you don't want to come to a head where you just have to give him away because it just gets untenable, right? You also don't want to overpay him. And somebody offers him an offer sheet and you're like, you know what? We're going to match this. We don't like the number there. That can happen as well. So I think what he's doing here, he said, he used an interesting word, strategic. We put ourselves in a strategic position planning for this when it comes to Bo Byram. And to me, the strategic position is, hey, everybody knows we have the money to match. So if you want to offer him, we're going to tell you we're going to match. But at the same time, so that allows them to say to a team, we're not going to do it. Or we're going to do it. But if you want to trade for him, we want that instead. That's what we're trying to do. I think that's the strategic position that he's basically said and putting this team in. I think it comes off as that, you know, just listening and reading around, they're looking for multiple pieces for Bo Byram, not just a forward. Now, maybe one forward who can fit in your top six can really knock their socks off and you say, okay, we'll do that. There's probably more pieces involved. I don't think it's a one-for-one top six guy. I think it's got to be something they also want to add on to it. Another depth defenseman. I don't know. I mean, what are we talking about? Draft picks, right? Sometimes that happens in the NHL. You swap picks. We're not talking about first and second rounders, or at least first rounders, I guess. So I think that's part of the possibility here. All right. I do think they've put themselves in a position where they at least aren't forced into the Bo Byram situation, kind of like they were JJ. That being said, it's still not easy. On Alex Tuch, I mean, yeah, they're still working towards it. You know, you want to get something done. There's no real pressure here on Alex Tuch right now, right? I mean, really the pressure comes on, to be honest with you, probably not until the trade deadline and seeing where you are. And if you're about, look, I'll give you a scenario here. If this team is actually fighting for a playoff spot and like legitimately fighting for a playoff spot, not, oh my God, they got to go on a historic run at the end and they can still make it. Not like that. Not win 9 in a row. I mean, like they're right there. They're in a playoff spot. They're very, very close. They're 1 point out with, you know, at the trade deadline. Even if you haven't re-signed Alex Tuch, I think you keep him because yes, I know you can get something for him, but holy cow, breaking the drought's got to be everything now. It's got to be, and I'll deal with it. And then you let the chips fall where they may. And if you don't, and he leaves, it sucks. If you do, and he leaves, at least you did it, and you're feeling better about your future. And now you have a team that made the playoffs, and it resonates a little bit more, right? So I think that's a scenario. I think the ultimate thing that's going to happen here, though, is like it feels like Alex Tuch will resign eventually. Now again, he could take this up and say, "Look, I want to see what my options are. Let's see where you guys are. Let's see where we are." I don't think they're just looking to trade Alex Tuch over the next couple months with 1 year left on his deal. It wouldn't make sense to me after already trading JJ Paterka and knowing this is a player that fits into your organization very well. The other thing that came up at the end of that, by the way, was the report that was written a couple of days ago that the Sabres had made a change in TV producer. And as part of that, the report was that some people in management felt the broadcast was too critical. Listen, I'm going to tell you two things here. I'm going to tell you what Kevin Adams said, and I will tell you that I have personally, because I'm in this industry, have heard the same thing. So I'm going to tell you that I believe him wholeheartedly when he says he has no problem with the broadcast. Pete Guelli, who is the president of the Bills and Sabres, chief operating officer. Sorry about that. He's the COO of the Bills and Sabres. I mean, he tweeted out, "I have said consistently, we have a lot of things to work on at the Sabres. A critical broadcast is not one of them." He said, "I would have been happy to tell anyone that asked. It's tough to respond to everything, but wanted to clear this up." And yes, I'm sure there are people sometimes every once in a while say, "Ooh, he shouldn't have said that," or "shouldn't have said this," whatever. Like, I mean, that happens in any type of broadcasting situation. If you're in this industry long enough, radio, TV, that happens, right? But Kevin Adams was like, no, we love Marty. We love Razor. We love Dan Dunleavy. We love Duffer. Like, that's not an issue. He basically seemed literally like totally taken aback by even the question about the report. So that was out there. And I know a lot of you kind of latched onto that the other day. Yeah, I've heard the same thing. Like, that's not, those two things are, A, mutually exclusive. They are mutually exclusive if there was any tie into why they made a change. But B, I don't even think that's a part of it from anything I've heard. So I never even believed it anyway. Maybe somebody somewhere said that, and that's why it got reported, but to me it was never an issue. Anyway, that's where you stand on those particular topics. I also feel like Ryan Johnson's going to have a spot on this team based on what Kevin Adams said just a little while ago, like the way he talked about Ryan Johnson, the way he talked about just some of the additions they've made, where guys fit. So we'll see where things go. 803-0550 if you want to jump on board. We have a few minutes left here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll get connected with you, our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We have Derek and Zach on deck. They're going to be, do we have Sabres live today? Or are they in, Joe? Are they in it starting after this show? I just want to make sure.
Oh, they're in right from the start.
They're in after the show. Okay, so they're here now. Okay, so they're going to join me here to kind of set up that show and what they're going to be talking about with you today, because you'll have them from 12 until 3 today, and then show up in the Bulldog. But we'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Derek and Zach are on deck, but we'll wrap up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR. All right, guys. Well, Derek and Zach on deck. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show wrapping up here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Kevin Adams had the scrum a little while ago. I don't think we really learned anything new. I do understand his position right now. That I think what they've tried to do here on Bo Byram, this is my takeaway, and I said this, and I think it kind of confirmed it. My takeaway is, hey, we have enough room. We've made sure, because if any team wants to offer sheet us, they know that we can match, so we can say that, but at the same time, we'll sell them that because we actually want them to trade. So I think I understand what he's trying to do here.
Yeah, it's I think it's definitely a negotiation tactic. I just,
yep.
Sal, I want something. I need something on this end. I'm just waiting with bated breath for them to do anything exciting.
Hate the words I'm about to say to you.
Yeah.
I think he's done.
Yeah.
I think he's content with this roster, and he's daring someone to do the negotiations for Byram for him. Because that's something that hockey teams are comfortable with when it comes to offer sheets is, in particular, it was the Sebastian Aho one from Montreal, where basically they did the contract work for Carolina. And the Hurricanes were like, yeah, we're matching that. Of course we are. Because you're not giving us the four first-rounders because you haven't paid them an exorbitant amount. Unless that happens, and you happily take the four first-round picks at that point, I have a sinking feeling now, Sal, Zach, that I think Adams is content with the roster. And as he said, earnestly, if there's something there for us to get better, I'll do it. But it does sound like I wouldn't expect anything much to change from here.
Interesting. I don't know if he's content with it. I do think he wants to still add to the top six to replace J.J. Paterka. I mean, look, if you tell me, if you gave Kevin Adams truth serum and he had to come out and say, no, we believe the answer to replacing J.J. Paterka is in our top six because we didn't have a problem in 5-on-5 scoring and we just have to button up a little bit on our own end, I'd be stunned. But I'd also be disappointed. I mean, the other day, I compared this to the Tremaine Edmonds situation with when he left the Bills. And the Bills said, we have a guy. And a lot of people questioned that, mm-hmm. but they had a guy, right? Terrell Bernard, who could step right in. I just don't feel it. I would question it. I wouldn't feel the same kind of result could come from it.
Well, to give you the tease on this one in the business here, I'll get more into that coming up next.
Ooh, I like that. All right, I like that. That is Derek and Zach, and they're going to be coming your way next here on 12 to 3 today. So they're taking over the time slot today for Sabres Live and One Bills Live. And oh, by the way, you can go back and you can re-listen or listen to for the first time to Kevin Adams' scrum with the media from a little while ago, WGR550.com. We'll have that. And, of course, on your Odyssey app, that's when you can replay all of our shows, and we appreciate you coming along. Sabres development camp continues tomorrow. They'll have their scrimmage down at Harbor Center. I'm telling you, don't be surprised you hear some hockey in the background tomorrow, guys. I might go down to the Harbor Center to do the show from there. I think it'd be pretty cool. Do the show from there, talk to Paul, watch some hockey. You know, might as well. 4th of July on the horizon, right? Have a good Thursday there. In the meantime, have a great Wednesday. Derek and Zach got you here for the next 3 hours, and then a show with the Bulldog at 3 here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.